I'm Talking, episode 345 for November 24th, 2024. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking weather. So this week, it seems kind of like a weird word, weather. So I'm actually talking about, you know, rain, snow, sun, and you know, how am I going to turn that into something to talk about? Well, we'll see where it goes. But, you know, the reality is that weather happens to everybody. I think in the Bible, it even says that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So good, bad, indifferent, whatever, it is the same for all of the people in a given area or whatever it may be. And for the most part, weather becomes fairly important to most of us. And even when you live in a place like I do in Phoenix, where, you know, there isn't a whole lot of weather, we are still interested in what the weather is for the day, especially in the summer when it gets so hot. And we kind of want to know what's the expectation so that we can look at our plans or we can figure out how to deal with it. And everywhere in the world, that is how people approach weather. It's like, what is it going to do to my day today? What is it going to be like? How's it going to affect what I'm supposed to do today, what my plans were today? And the reality is that weather is just what it is. And it feels like it is in no one's control. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So what is the challenge with weather? Well, the reality is, as a Christian, we believe in the sovereignty of God. That means He is in charge of everything. He knows what's happening. Things don't happen by accident. He is involved in it all. And yet many people believe and would think that things like weather just happen. That this is what happens. The earth turns on its axis. When you're farther away from the sun, you're in the winter and it's colder. When you're closer to the sun, whether it's clouds and the atmosphere is such that the water from the earth has evaporated into the sky and now it's coming back as rain. This is just the way of the world. Not really thinking that this is the way of God's creation. This doesn't just happen by accident. This is because God is sovereign and He is the creator of the universe. So then you wonder, does God really care about weather? Well, if you're in charge of everything, and if we believe as Christians that God is sovereign, and we know that He cares for His children, then is anything too unimportant, too small, too, I'm lost for words at the moment, for God? Is there such a thing as God just lets this part take care of itself? He set up the world to do a certain thing. There's weather patterns. There's these things. Does He care? Well, the reality is that God does care. And there have been times in Scripture, times in modern times where it doesn't rain for a very long time, or maybe it's cold for a very long time. And there's just weird weather patterns that weather experts want to try to explain and have a difficult time doing that. But here is where we are as Christians. We know that God is in charge, and the weather is one of the things that is in His total control. So if the weather ruins our plans, how do we react to that? And the reality is that because of who God is, because of what He's done for us, our circumstances should not drive our joy. We should be able to rejoice in the weather that God has provided, knowing that we have air-conditioned offices when it's hot. We have heated homes when it's cold. We have umbrellas when it rains. We have waterproof jackets. We have boots. We have moccasins. We have sandals. All these other things that we don't think about as God provided so that we can, in essence, survive the weather that He has also provided. So the reality is, even something as simple as weather can cause Christians to rejoice. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.